Residents of Seminole Heights are breathing easier after a suspect in four serial killings was arrested late Tuesday night. As WUSF's Roberto Roldan explains, some residents say they now feel safe again in their neighborhood.
The Tampa neighborhood of Seminole Heights is known for its craft beer, its innovative restaurants, and eclectic boutiques. But over the past 51 days, state, local, and federal authorities have been on constant patrol there, looking for whoever killed four people. The deaths began with the murder of 22-year-old Benjamin Mitchell on October 9th. Seminole Heights native Mike Hurlstone was at an open-air laundromat on Wednesday, overlooking the stretch of Nebraska Avenue where Ronald Felton was gunned down earlier this month. Hurlstone says leaving his Caracas Street house at night has been nerve-wracking.
Once it gets dark, you won't really see very many people outside because they're scared.
Another resident, Damian Williams, said that he stopped taking early morning bike rides and described the last 2 months as living in a constant state of fear.
That kind of shook me up. I don't want to take a bike ride and become a statistic or a hashtag.
Police hope that the arrest of Howell Emanuel Donaldson III on four counts of first-degree murder could put residents' fear to rest. Donaldson was arrested after handing a bag containing a gun to a coworker at an Ybor City McDonald's. While Donaldson was running an errand, the coworker tipped off a police officer who was doing paperwork in the restaurant lobby. Donaldson was taken into custody by police upon returning. Police now say that the gun that was seized was used in all four murders. Now that there has been an arrest, Lily Paloma of South Tampa says that she's hoping to start frequenting Seminole Heights businesses again. She was at work when she heard the news of the arrest early Wednesday morning.
We all stopped what we were doing and just looked around, and it's just a sigh of relief. I'm getting text messages from my friends from New York City, just very happy that they finally caught him.
Robert Hoffa is the uncle of Monica Hoffa, the second victim in the string of shootings. Standing alongside state and local law enforcement officers at a press conference on Wednesday afternoon, Hoffa praised what he sees as the resilience and support of the Seminole Heights community.
This is my community. I live in Tampa, been here for 50 years, and I want everybody to sleep well.
Police say the priority now is finishing the investigation and building a case against Donaldson. But for Tampa, Mayor Bob Buckhorn says it's time for healing after months of challenges.
This is a city that had just lived through Irma and has now spent the last 51 days dealing with a serial killer. But I will tell you in no uncertain terms that I could not be prouder of this city.
Roberto Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.